Longtime residents, newcomers and visitors alike stopped by Praise the Ward, a first-of-its-kind celebration of the historic Guelph neighborhood Saturday. Events were held throughout the day, both indoors and outdoors. And by all accounts, it seems like it was a successful first venture. There was 20 venues, all kinds of activities, said James Gordon, who led the charge on the event. It was such a nice day and everyone was feeling good. A lot of folks just wanted to hang out. I noticed that the Double Rainbow Cafe was just like a big party all day. In front of the 60 Ontario Street property, a few vendors were set up. It's home, said Bonnie Dertnall, who was showing off some pieces showing the businesses who have come and gone in the ward. It has its own character, its own flavor. It's a good neighborhood to live in. Joan and David Fenlon have lived in the ward for 50 years, and had an art exhibit in their driveway. It's just to let everybody realize what a great place it is, how welcoming, unique, it is. Joan said. Another noticeable part of the event was an outdoor market at Tytler Public School on Ontario Street. A dozen ward-based vendors were selling handcrafted goods and clothing. They included Hooper Housewares, named after Hooper Street. Just like my business, I'm really interested in the history of my items and with the history of the ward itself, said owner Rebecca Moran, who moved to the ward in 2019. There's so many people who have been here for years and years and generations, and it's such a wonderful little kind of gem in the middle of Guelph that has so much history. It's great to bring people out to see it and to celebrate it, and see what's so special about it. I think it's important, to have an event like this, and it's awesome, said a woman who identified herself as Cheryl Girl. It takes a lot of effort to put this on. Gordon admits it was tough to get sponsors for the first-time festival. He said the festival was able to cover its expenses, but hoped for more ticket sales to help sustain things going into 2024. We're off to a good start, he said. We learned a lot too about how that sustainability can happen. The event was made possible thanks to a microgrant from the Guelph Arts Council and the Guelph Neighborhood Support Coalition. The best part was everybody seemed to be having a wonderful time, said Gordon. And that's the most important thing.